From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The White House is taking another step to help people in trouble with their mortgages stay in their homes. Today, the Obama administration announces a program to let people who owe more than their homes are worth obtain Federal Housing Administration loans rather than face foreclosure by their commercial lenders. And the White House also plans mortgage assistance for people who've lost their jobs. It's not enough for real estate agent Eric Stewart of Rockville, Maryland.
I think this is a Band-Aid over a cancer of a problem, and Band-Aids over cancer don't fix the problem.
But Stewart says the new programs could help some of his clients. A firm that monitors foreclosure activity says it expects continued high numbers of mortgage defaults and foreclosures until the job market improves. Republicans say they will keep trying to dial back health care overhaul. But for now, it's law, and as Julie Rovner reports, President Obama plans to sign a final package of revisions approved by the House of Representatives.
The House vote on the so-called Fix-It bill came just hours after the Senate completed work on it. The bill makes a number of substantive changes to the measure President Obama signed into law on Tuesday, including scaling back the tax on generous health plans and delaying its implementation until the year 2018. It would also boost subsidies for middle-income families who'll be required to purchase health insurance if they don't already have it. The bill approved last night also includes an overhaul of federal student loan programs, making the government, rather than banks, the originator of college loans. President Obama is expected to sign the measure early next week, completing a process that consumed more than a year of his presidency. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
British Airways cabin staff are preparing for their second strike in a week. The airline faces accusations of union busting. As Larry Miller reports from London, BA shrugs off the charge and says it can handle this walkout scheduled to start in fewer than 12 hours.
British Airways says it will increase the number of flights operating because more cabin attendants are breaking the strike than anticipated. BA's leverage includes a threat that strikers lose free travel for themselves and partners. The dispute was initially about pay and working conditions. This is a fresh issue. The union calls it unacceptable bullying and that any deal must include restoring travel concessions. But BA CEO Willie Walsh counters that strikers were warned they'd lose these perks and vows they won't be restored. The airline admits to losing more than $30 million in last week's strike. Similar losses are expected to be incurred in this next round. 200 flights are canceled. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Wall Street early trading this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last check was up 41 points at 10,882. The NASDAQ Composite up 12 at 2409. The S&P 500 up 5. This is NPR News. The government says the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of more than 5.5% in the final quarter of last year, and that's the fastest rate in 6 years. It's down from the previous quarter, but still a healthy pace after months of recession. However, it's unclear whether the expansion will last at this level. Companies replenishing their inventories drawn down during the recession drove a burst of manufacturing at the end of last year. Iraq's Electoral Commission says it plans to stay on schedule with results of national voting. A spokesman says the plan is still to release them this evening, along with parliamentary seat allocations. Earlier results, with almost all the ballots counted, show Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's largely Shiite bloc in a tight contest with the coalition behind former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. The NCAA men's basketball tournament continues tonight with games in St. Louis and in Houston. From member station KUHF in Houston, Jack Williams reports this is an important preview for the Bayou City.
The football stadium where the Houston Texans usually play on Sundays has been rearranged for tonight's Sweet 16 matchups, a sign of things to come for a facility that will host next year's Final Four. Tonight, the South Region's top seed Duke will take on Purdue, and the only Texas team left in the tournament, Baylor, will play the tournament's Cinderella team, St. Mary's. Houston has hosted a couple of basketball regionals over the past few years, but it's been more than 40 years since the city hosted the Final Four, which took place in the iconic Astrodome in 1971. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.